You know, timer set.
Oh yeah.
No, that's I just stepped on your cold open punchline.
No, you don't open with the punchline. You know how jokes work, right? It's a setup and then a punchline. What?
No, I was just talking.
Right. Do you want to break down how jokes work? Punchlines?
Okay, so go ahead.
Actually, you know what? I take it back. Johnny Carson opened with the punchline in his Karnak bit. So, you know, maybe what? Maybe I'm the insane one. Hello and welcome to episode 554 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tubingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on in Vancouver, Adam?
Just another day, man. Just another day in the sunshine, the beautiful, beautiful Vancouver sunshine.
Finally had a week of that ourselves. But you know what I like the best about this time of year?
What?
Is when you get up early, like at like 10 or 10:30 or something like that. No, just kidding. I get up early. But if when you get up early and like you know it's going to be a hot day and it's kind of got that. It's warm in the morning, but like you know it's going to get hotter.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sunshine and the heat, though. I'm a fan of the heat.
I love it when every day you just look outside and it's, you know, 26 degrees and blue skies and you're just like, huh. I don't remember what week it is because it's like this all the time.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I like.
Okay. I like getting up every morning.
Doesn't rain here anymore. Anyone who says Vancouver rains all the time is lying. It just doesn't February rain. It does. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'll send you some pictures of February. It's pretty rainy.
Yeah, that's true. I'll take that back. Doesn't rain in my world from June until September.
I'll even refine that and say you're looking at October now. Because September, nicest time to be in Vancouver.
It's pretty great. So there you go.
All right. Well, drive safe, everybody.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Podcast over. Oh, can I say something quickly?
Indeed. I doubt it, but yes.
For any aspiring podcasters out there, like you know us? What? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know what has been life-changing for me?
What is that?
That extendable kind of arm thing that I put on the table that holds the microphone. And so that I don't have to hunch over or don't have to kneel on the ground to get the mic to the right location of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you feel like you feel pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, but it is awesome. So anyone thinking about starting a podcast or coming on ours, just get one of those arms. It is magical.
Anyone thinking of starting a podcast should know that we're full. I think we're jam full of podcasts.
Anybody who just wants to talk to their computer and record it, also get one. Yeah. Frank, I'm talking to you, buddy.
Yes, just for Siri. Get one for Siri.
I'm sure funny. It'd be funny if it was like just clipped to your phone. They should make one like that.
Where you just like you wear like a backpack and then like it just reaches in front of you and you walk around just live blogging your live web vlogging your day.
Okay, I'm going to do that.
That would be pretty fun. That's what you should go for Halloween. You're just going as podcaster.
Live blogger. Vlogger.
Yeah, you just show up and narrate the party. Yeah. Wow. Really put on weight. He thought he would go as a hockey player to mask all that weight, but you can see it in his face. Hey, we can hear you, Adam. You're live blogging this. Live vlog. It's not blogging. It's probably live. You're
it's
live
vlogging. Isn't it vlogging?
Vlogging is when you write stuff down.
I know. Vlogging is the video blog. It's
vlogging. Yeah, but you're not doing video. You're just live podding.
Oh, okay. Live pod.
Yeah. I'm thinking about doing a podcast about whales and calling it a pod.
Pod squared.
Ooh, I'm editing that part out and we're going to hashtag it and trademark it. All right. Patreon, you want to help us out, keep up this good stuff, You can click on our site on thetwohosers.com. You'll find a link on the right-hand side, I believe, unless you're on the web and on the mobile device. And then I really don't know what happens, but it's there somewhere, and you can go on to Patreon and help us out for a couple bucks a month. That keeps us going. And if you're I promise you, I'm super lazy. So Amazon, you can probably still buy some stuff. Although, I don't care. I honestly really, like, it's great if you do. If you're going to buy stuff on Amazon, might as well click through our site and help us out. Jeff Bezos, there's no way he lets me continue after this week.
Okay. All right.
We're recording this early. So this comes out like in middle August. So this is old news by now. But did you see that dude go to space?
No.
You didn't see it?
No.
Dude wore a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
To get off the rocket ship. I don't know if you know how rockets work, but it's not cowboys. And cowboy. I mean, honestly, with I don't want to make a bald joke. Sorry, buddy. I'll move on. Out of respect for you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You don't wear a cowboy hat, do you?
No. I'm going to get one now that you say it, though, because maybe you should, that would probably be cool.
Buy it on Amazon. Click through our site. That's what you should do.
All right.
However, this guy, he gets off the spaceship wearing his cowboy hat that he bought at Knott's Berry Farm, evidently.
Okay.
And then during his press conference, thanks everybody for working the slave labor so he could afford to go on a rocket ship.
Oh no.
Hey everybody, all the employees, you paid for this. That was his line.
Oh no.
Yeah. Hey, read the room, Tex. Like, that's not what you do. A little humility. Hey, you know how, remember how you all have to wear adult diapers that I don't even give you for free, even though we have them in aisle 4003? Yeah. I went to space.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, if he doesn't kick us off of Amazon this time, he's got no self-esteem.
How many like costumes for Halloween this year will be Bezos Space Cowboy Halloween costumes?
That are doing a live podcast at the same time. I love it. I love combining it.
Two costumes in one. It really, yeah. A think piece for those parties.
You go deep. Yeah. So there's that. So it was a bit of a gong show from your buddy Bezos there. All right. Okay. Thanks, buddy.
Sorry, everybody.
Like I said, hey, I still buy stuff from Amazon here and there. So click through our site and help us out, I guess.
Okay.
Help him go to space. Maybe he'll stay there. Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. So once again, despite the grandiose opening, this is going to be another episode in our shortened summer schedule. Try to keep things short and pre-recorded, obviously. You figure that out. Because Adam and I, we wanted to have brand new content every single week, even though we're not going to be in touch with each other.
That's true. It's more you than me. I was happy going with old pre-recorded content, but you didn't want to do that. Yeah.
No, you're like, hey, just talk to Carolla and see if you can run a bunch of his repeats. I was like, I don't think it works that way.
I just thought we could just set them up like, hey, every Christmas episode from the beginning, just run them. Yeah. And I'm going to take like 2 months off.
Yeah.
Put my feet up. Yeah.
Yeah. But seriously, go to Patreon and help us out, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Help us pay for stuff we already did. That's what you should do.
That's right. Yeah.
Good deal. No, so we want to do brand new content because, and here's the thing, and I was on the, now that you're listening to this, it's like about a month old probably, but I was on the Don Komarechka Novelty Hour show last week,
Photo Geek. I saw it on Instagram. I saw you were on there.
Yeah.
Instagram posted. Wow, the internet works. I knew it.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I mean, I made a claim on that show.
Okay.
That is, it's a bold claim. It's a bold claim, but I defy anybody to refute my claim.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
The Two Hosers Photo Show is the longest running weekly photo podcast in the world.
Okay.
In history.
hard for me to research that, but I
not
try.
You. You're not going to research anything.
That's true. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, like, so he threw a couple names out there, and I'm like, yeah, they've been going on longer, like Tips from the Top Four. Wait, what about Marquardt? I said, yeah, he has been going longer than us. However, I know he has missed weeks. He was not doing a weekly show. It was here and there, and I mean, obviously a lot more shows than us, and he would do a couple, you know, sometimes he'd do two in a week, but then miss a couple because he's traveling. I'm talking weekly show, brand new show, week in, week out, for 10.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Find what does somebody, that get us? What do we win?
Oh, it's not a win so much as a lose. But I'm saying if anybody out there can think of a show that has done at least one episode, if you do more, that's good for you. But we've only ever done one. We've done exactly one every single week since January 2011. So
I want to win something though. I think I should get something.
Guinness. For this. World records, but that's probably going to cost us a bunch of money. It'll cost us money to get in there.
Yeah. Bezos is going to sponsor it.
Bezos is in. I think he's got it. Yeah. I take back that cowboy hat. No, I don't. I don't take that back. All right. Drama at the Freibad. That's what happened this week.
Okay.
That's
the pool. That's the pool for those of you that don't speak Alan.
Yeah, that's right. Das Freibad. Freibad means fry outside, and then bod is the pool. Okay,
like fry your body.
Fry your body, yeah.
At the pool.
Yeah, it was a Sheena Easton song from 1982. So, anyways, decided on Monday to take my son there. We're going to go ride our bikes there after school, and we do, but there's just a lot going on. Trying to get it all organized and make dinner for us to have at the pool, et cetera, et cetera. And, we get there, and then the deal is my wife is going to pick my son up because we're going to stay kind of late on a school night. And so she's going to throw his bike in the trunk and then and pick him up. I'll ride home because I don't want to say hero, but here I am, right? Also, there's only room for one bike in the car. So she's going to pick him up. Just as we're getting changed, like I have my phone there and I call her and let her know, come get us. I realize I don't know where my bike key is.
Okay.
Evidently, I search high and low and even in the middle too, and it wasn't anywhere at the Freibad. And sure enough, I'll skip way ahead. There's a whole mayhem going on. Apparently, I had left it in the lock.
Mm.
Which renders your bike lock ineffective.
True, yeah.
Yeah, there's not much point in writing the combination down on your lock. And so some good Samaritan had basically pulled the key out and then hidden it on my bike for me. But I did not know that.
Okay.
So I was scrambling, going nuts. I'm just, in my head, this story was way more epic in person.
Okay, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But at the same time that I could not find my key. So my wife and daughter showed up while I was back in the Freibad searching all over for the key, freaking out. They happened to find the key stuck in my bike somewhere. So the key was there. So some good Samaritan, thank you. My bike did not get stolen. At the same time, we go to pack up the bike and realize that my son had not bothered to lock his helmet up. And so he left that in the pool and then someone turned it in. And like I told you, I wish I'd bailed on this story like 5 minutes ago.
So all is well. Nothing got stolen.
Nothing got stolen. Point is, though, because of it was I blame it on external forces because it's never my fault. But because of the way you have to go, you can't just go to the pool now. You have to buy your tickets ahead of time. They send you a QR code. You then show that QR code with your cell phone at the front. That way they know you bought it. There's no contact with the people with the money, and then no one gets COVID. And then also they can track you. They know who is at the pool and when. It's a whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I blame that. And then you also have to wear a mask as you go into the pool, even though it's all outside anyways. And so there's all that messing with my head, and that's kind of what I blame it on.
I see.
That's what. So when the blow up happened, and all the people there thought I was insane. If you're listening, I'm a little bit insane, but it's kind of what's going on. Okay.
All right.
Shoot anything interesting this week?
No, not really.
next week we'll talk. I did. Now, see, I at the pool, at the fry ball. So I went back the next day. That's the thing, is I went back on the Tuesday with my daughter. So it was back-to-back days. I went far more simple. I left the cell phone at home. I just dialed it in, got a combination lock so I wouldn't lose the key. You know, did all the steps that you do. I didn't do it twice is what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Okay. But both days, I brought along the new GoPro that we talked about a couple weeks ago.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The Hero 8.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm good.
No, this thing. No. Wow to the GoPro, not to you.
No, yeah, you're good. Wow to me.
Yeah, he's also okay. Semi wow. Semi. Okay. Whoa. You get a whoa. Holy cow! Is that camera amazing? Like honestly, worth every penny in my opinion.
Okay.
In fact, I feel like I owe GoPro some more money. I ripped them off. I really, because people think, oh yeah, $300. Like I was like, I don't know. That's. Then that doesn't seem like, does that seem expensive to you?
No, it doesn't seem expensive.
Oh, it does. I mean, I'm not, you know, money bags. It's not like my wallet's jam full of hundreds or something like that. But considering what it is that you get, it is, I can't believe I didn't buy one earlier. Like it's fantastic.
So you're saying I should buy one.
I'm going to send you some footage. Obviously, this is just swimming pool stuff, but I shot a bunch of 4K, which is actually pretty awesome. I don't know if I'm going to shoot everything 4K because it's not that necessary. I might shoot 4K and then downscale to 1080p, see if that compares, or shoot 1080p. I don't know. But at 4K, you can shoot 60 frames per second. And at 1080p, you can shoot 240 frames a second. Which if you then put it into a 24 frame per second timeline, you're getting 10% speed. So super, super slow-mo.
Right.
It is out of this world. So I shot some footage of my kids jumping into like off a diving board and then doing the underwater stuff and like, or I'll track them as they're going off the diving board and then boom, under the water at the same, you know, as they enter the water. The footage is out of this world.
So that's now, 1080p with the maximum frames.
Yeah. I shot all kinds of stuff, but I will send you some clips that I'm not going to publish a bunch of slow motion pictures of my kids in bathing suits on the internet because that would be stupid.
Right.
But I will send them to you. You I trust.
Okay, and, that's your first mistake. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would. Yeah, yeah. You're fine. You're fine.
Okay. All right.
So anyways, I mean, not that I'm going to shoot, I'm not going to buy this camera to shoot, you know, strictly underwater slow motion footage, because that's going to get old after a while.
Sure.
But what it can do in terms of everything else. And so I can't wait to shoot snowboarding stuff with it, with my kids, and skiing with my daughter, of course. Skating, like ice skating, the footage is going to be great. And just in general, the thing fits in the palm of my hand, shoots amazing, and the hyper smooth, like the image stabilization feature, unbelievable. You talked about it, what you saw with your buddy and the skiing.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like you're shooting from a helicopter.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I guarantee you, once you see the footage I send you, I think you're going to get one yourself, as you should.
Okay, all right.
Love it. So there's that.
I might do it. I just, you never know. Like you just never know. But I did see my friends and it was pretty awesome. And that wasn't even looking at it on a big screen. That was just looking at it on the tiny little back of the camera screen. Yeah. And I was impressed with that. So
now in all fairness, from what I've done, like a little bit of stuff in lower light, like inside, the low light capability appears to be garbage.
Okay. I don't have much of a use for that though. So
yeah, no, I'm not shooting a bunch of stuff in the attic. So it's more so that everyday stuff, that going to the beach, like I'm excited to take it to the beach with the kids and all the, like just on vacation and stuff like that. So I think if you were to get one, it would pay for itself when you go to Whistler.
Okay. You know what you should do? And we have a baseball tournament coming up here. So I could stick it on the backstop and stuff and take some video where
that
if I be, use
that's
the,
okay. I think that's cool. Like I've seen some of the parks we play at, like a lot of the parks we play at, they do like a live internet broadcast of the games, and some of them do use at least in tandem with other cameras, they do use GoPros to broadcast the game. So
yeah, I wasn't really thinking about that or even watching the whole game. I was just thinking of cool video to aim it at the batter specifically and shoot in that, you know, so that I could get that super slow-mo, shooting those high frames at 1080p and then get some cool super slow-mo of like kids' swings and hits and stuff.
Well, that'll be pretty wide, but what you can do is moving forward, we'll figure out a way to build like a case for it so it doesn't get ruined. But you can put, you know, put it up close in batting practice and get some phenomenal footage of the kids making, you know, kids swings and break it down. And the uses are like endless on this thing. But I promise you, like you'll probably do some canoeing in Whistler, right?
That's a long shot, but maybe.
What are you doing, Whistler? What are you doing there?
Though? I don't know.
Hanging out at Garfinkel's?
Yeah, maybe.
Hey, Jack. Let's go get some beers.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. No, I don't know. But I do want one. I have to just figure out in my head my justification for it. Because that's always what I have to talk myself into. It. I have to be there. I have to see it. I'm an impulse buyer. I have to take a walk just through Best Buy. Because I won't do it on Amazon. But if I'm just happen to be walking through Best Buy, I'm like, oh, look at that. And then that's how I'm going to buy it.
You're going to have to commit yourself to actually editing some of this stuff. I can't imagine it just being like stuff that you just throw on and you're going to have to probably put it together, which is not tremendously difficult to do.
The other thing is you should send me, because you know, I've got the, you know, really nice big screen computer iMac with the crazy high resolution screen. I need to see the 4K. You got to drop me a video in the Dropbox so I can, if it really looks that magical, then, you know, I could definitely see myself impulse buying this very soon.
Done. Will do.
All right.
Reminder, our August monthly challenge is Deep Focus. Hashtag that. Two Hosers monthly challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. On the Instagram. Even better, do both of those things and tag us at Two Hosters, and we'll talk about that at the end of the month in September. All right, photo challenge for this week was summer snapshot. It's the summer, and you take snapshots.
That's right.
All right, so let's go in and have a quick look here. This is boys of summer right here.
Yeah, my snapshots, just spoiler alert, for summer are generally going to be baseball related because that seems to be where we are. Right. So I took, I was sitting, beside the dugout, and I just shot this through the fence. So I was right beside the dugout. You can see you can see a little, like it's right through the fence, but it's shallow enough, the depth of field, that you can't really see the fence, but you do see the color kind of change across the front of my son. So that's him in the dugout. I was trying to get a couple of snapshots for our year-end slideshow, which I'm putting together. So I'm mostly taking action shots, and I thought I need some just kid shots having fun, you know, as 12 and 13-year-olds will do when they're playing baseball. It's not always super serious. And so
thankfully
we had a doubleheader last weekend, and there was lots of, you know, moments of the kids just having fun. And so this was one I got of my son, and some smiles in the background, and just kind of a goofy Jack moment. This goes to his personality. Like this is to me like a perfect photo for a slideshow, because everyone who sees this photo is like, yep, that's Jack. He's the youngest kid on the team, and he's kind of the happy-go-lucky, kind of like friends with everybody kind of kid. And this photo just kind of, to me, captured that.
But he's right-handed.
He is right-handed, but he hits left.
Yeah, I understand that. But he's right-handed, yet he wears his hat as if he's left-handed.
This might have just been thrown on in a quick manner, which as kids will do. So it is slightly off kilter, but I don't know that his hat is always worn this way.
I'm telling you, every left-hander I've ever played with always has their hat at a weird angle. Like it's just not, they just don't like it. It's really across the board. Like you ask some of our other buddies off, you know, I won't prompt them, and they're like, oh yeah, 100%. Like,
it's okay. I'm going to have to look at that.
Yeah. So there's that. No, it looks great. Hey, when you shot this, so it says with the 85, I went and checked the EXIF data.
Okay.
And so do you keep the lens cap or the hood on?
Yes.
I've been shooting through the fence for a number of games now just to get a better angle, as we've talked about before, which I haven't done in the past. It occurred to me last game, maybe I should take the lens hood off so I can get the lens even closer to the screen and make it disappear.
I don't trust myself enough. To me, the lens cap stays on there when I go right against the fence so that I don't accidentally bump my lens on the fence. So that's really my justification. I agree with you. You could get through easier, but to me, it's just a built-in safety. It's like, yep, I'm only going to get this close and I'm okay with that if I get a tiny bit of, because I'm shooting at such a shallow depth of field. I think most people that would look at it, it doesn't pop out to anyone but me. But yes, I've considered that. And then I went with the safety factor because I don't trust myself.
Okay. Yeah. I don't trust myself either. I just was like, you know what? This will be a better photo. So there's that. Plus it was my 70 to 200, which I've dropped and it only works on the one camera, blah, blah, blah. But fun fact, I just got back from shooting, some pictures at a softball game. The women's softball for our team had at a game. And, before I left, I thought, you know what, I'm gonna try the 70 to 200 on the 5D Mark III body, even though it didn't work before. It was kind of soft. I'll try it. Do some test shots here. They look pretty good. So you know what? I'm gonna roll the dice and I'm gonna go and shoot just with that lens because you get better results, obviously, than the 24 to 105. I like getting closer.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went and shot and got about 500 photos, got about 70 plus keepers, and yeah. Tack sharp, Adam.
Nice.
I have no idea why. I wish I knew why, but the 70 to 200 is tack sharp on the 5D Mark III now.
Okay, fixed itself.
I guess it healed, I suppose.
Yeah, it'll be broken next week.
Yeah, no, it's like the Terminator 2, right? Like it can just fix itself. It's fine.
Okay.
All right. Here's my shot. I shot this with the GoPro. GoPro has a still photo option as well.
Mm-hmm.
That I will probably never use again. I bought the camera.
It did scream GoPro to me or some kind of fisheye that I didn't know that you had. But his face is really blown out of proportion relative to the background. But still, it's fine. Like I don't mind it. I get what's going on. It's like up close, wide angle, this is what happens.
It's cool for what it is.
Yeah.
Like you're not gonna win any awards for it. Like it's fine. It has a 12 megapixel camera built in. In the still version, I didn't mess with too many of the details. I took one underwater as well, but the thing is so clear that you could actually see other people underwater in the background, and that would probably get me thrown in jail. So, as it is, I don't even know if I'm supposed to have a camera in the pool. It's probably illegal, but then every mom is there snapping photos with their cell phone. So I don't know what the real difference is.
There is no difference, yeah.
No, there's no difference. But and obviously, I thought I'm just you know taking pictures of me and my kids and stuff. So the only thing is like the way this one worked out fine, but because of the way the buttons work, because the whole thing is waterproof on its own, the button is kind of like you kind of have to push it. So I could imagine it introducing some camera shake, but perhaps it's so wide and the shutter speed's so fast that you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a burst mode, which I didn't bother to activate, but, I did love the fact that we're right in the pool and I'm right in his face and, that's about it. I mean, it's just kind of fun. I might end up snapping some photos here and there, probably better off just taking still grabs from video though.
Nice.
There you go. All right. Like once again, our monthly challenge for this month is deep focus, which I think maybe this will be my photo for deep focus as well.
Sure.
It's all, everything behind me is in focus too. That's the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on Instagram. Hashtag it. Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. Hashtag Hey Hosers. Even better, do both of those things and tag us at Two Hosers, and we'll check that out. All right, challenge for next week, Adam, is dig deep into the archives and do an On This Day, August 23rd. So find a picture from around from your archives in and around August 23rd of whatever year you'll like, and we will discuss that next week.
Okay.
Think you can handle that?
Mm-hmm.
I know you can. Websites, Adam. Oh, you're still doing. You're you know what? You should. I'm going to challenge you. 5 posts a day, every day for the next year. Go.
Okay. I really haven't posted anything on my Instagram. I think my Instagram peeps are really hurting these days. They need more me.
Probably get a lot of messages in your DMs, which you don't even know you have, by the way, that there is a DM. But a lot of, hey, you okay, man?
Yeah. Where's your posts? I've been falling down. Busy times.
Did you know that there is a direct message feature in there?
Yeah, I did know. I found ones that were old, but yeah, I did know that. Yeah.
I'm just saying, you never answer my, I wouldn't answer.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Most of them aren't meant for you, but, anyway, check Adam out on the Adam Two Hosers. My stuff at alanatridge.com, the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.